Good morning, everybody. I hope everyone is well today. I was just looking on here and noticed that I had not published an episode in about a week, so I have a lot of catching up to do. We are all doing well. Cheyenne met her teacher on Wednesday, and we got to see the brand new school they built. It is, oh my goodness, it is awesome. It's called Bowen's Corner Elementary, and it is really big. It's a two-story building, and so she went to meet her teacher. Her teacher's name is Miss Adams, and we got to, you know, spend about, 30 minutes with her talking. We were actually the only people there for a while. And so we did that, and then she has this really cool app that she's going to be using. It's called Class Dojo or something, D-O-J-O, and it's it's very interesting. I downloaded it, and it's I've never heard of it before. But it's a thing where it's, you basically download it, and each student has their own private code that they enter for, you know, each student. So basically Cheyenne will get, certain points throughout the day, and I'll be able to go in there and look at her points and see how well she's doing. And then also the teacher can text me and say, you know, hey, Cheyenne's having a good day or whatever, or Cheyenne's not having a good day, or, you know, just that kind of thing. So that's going on. And I'm really excited. I think she's going to have a really, really good year. So yeah. We've just been going through a lot. I mean, it's been kind of a very trying month, but God is able, and he's going to get us through it. So that's what we have to keep telling ourselves. Just keep our head held high and know that he's in control, and he is. And there's been a few doors that we've tried to open lately, and God's closed them. So I told Robert, I said, you know what? He has a better plan. Robert is still looking for a job. He's still looking into stay-at-home work, because us being both blind, transportation can be an absolute headache, especially when you have to deal with people like Uber, which I have actually erased my account. I'm sorry, but Uber just got way out of my price range. I'm actually using Lyft now, which I love, actually. I didn't, at first, when I signed up over a year ago, their app was not accessible. So, I was like, I'm going to go ahead and give them another try. And when I reestablished my account with them, you know, because I had erased the app out of my phone, I got 50% off of ride. So, I went crazy a couple weeks ago and started going different places that I had to go. And but even without that discount, I'm still doing really good, so hope everyone has a wonderful Friday, and I will talk to everybody later on.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.